This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the fruits of Jesus' teachings. This week, we've been discussing all the ways God comforts us. And we talked about in some instances, he will respond promptly to a situation, or he will turn a situation around that appears dire. Another way he comforts us is through his teaching. And that's what Jesus did with the people as he sat in the boat and they sat like his children on the shore and listened to him. And one of the parables he taught them on this day was about the farmer who planted seeds. So some of the farmer's seeds fell on the hard footpath, which means the enemy snatches the understanding of the word before the person's heart can really embrace it. And then some of the seeds fell on the shallow part of the soil, which means some hear the word but struggle to act with any depth on it. And then some of the seed fell on the thorny ground. This means they embrace the word, but it is often crowded out by the other cares of this life. And then finally, there is the seed that fell on the good soil. And that is those who embrace the word and produce a huge harvest from it. So as I read this parable, I realize that after Jesus teaches us, it's time to graduate to the next level. Which seed are you today, and will you keep evolving and pushing to the next level? As you think about that, consider these words. Brothers, do not be children in your thinking. Be infants in evil, but in your thinking be mature. 1 Corinthians 14:20. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, will you graduate to that next level?